Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Well, welcome, one and all, and hello, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. I'm your host, Roy Richards. You may recall last week's guest, Dr. Melissa Clark, advised us on taking charge when we're confronted with a chronic health challenge or a life-threatening disease, a battle I trust most of you will not have to face anytime soon. But this week we shift gears and we'll talk about assuming positive control over broader aspects of our health, our weight, our nutrition, the level of toxicity in our bodies, not to mention our general mental attitude and overall outlook on life. And when you think about it, it's difficult, if not impossible, to fill your life with joy and passion and to bring out the greatness within unless you first take control of your health and detoxify your body, mind, and your spirit, all three of them. And as today's guest aptly states it on her website, if we don't have our health, we really don't have our lives. And our guest today is Brittany Kara. She's an author, life and nutrition coach, a certified master NLP practitioner, a hypnotherapist, and a mother. Sounds like she's pretty busy. Now, Brittany became addicted to drugs at the tender age of 14, and to her credit, she overcame the addiction on her own at 16, and she's been a conscientious advocate for detoxification and cleansing of body and mind ever since. And for several years, she was a successful model and actress. You may have seen her in commercials, TV, films, music videos, in the theater, or in print ads. But in 2007, after becoming pregnant with her first child, she shifted gears and entered full-time into the health and wellness field, distributing wellness products and coaching thousands worldwide on detoxification, better health, and well-being. She's also author of the book, The Silent Scandal, Stop the Toxic Attack on Our Bodies. And hello, Brittany, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Hello, Roy. Thank you. Wow. That sounded like a mouthful. That's amazing. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I'm grateful to be on with you this morning.
Well, let's begin with a hypothetical example. Say my family, my spouse and I have a teenage son and a daughter, and we're a typical American consumers on a typical American diet. We eat out maybe two or three times a week, either at national chains sometimes or often at fast food restaurants. We buy food for our home-cooked meals at conventional supermarkets. And my wife and I attempt to maintain a balanced diet, including meat, potatoes, fruit, veggies. But we don't spend a lot of thought on healthful eating. We don't seek out certain labels, organic labels or anything like that. Are we bringing a lot of toxins into our bodies?
Well, yes, the short answer to that would be absolutely. And, you know, what I find with people across the board is that, you know, that right there, the sentence you just described is the average American right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're busy, we're stressed out, we're raising families, we're working, we're doing all these things. And, you know, food is something that we have to put in our bodies every day. But the problem is the food choices that are marketed and distributed to us are not always the best. And even when we try to be a little more health conscious, it really comes down to a lack of education through our entire, you know, media system and food distribution system that people just don't know what they're eating. So
where is the FDA in all this? Why are they permitting toxins to get into our foods? I mean, I thought that was what they were all about.
In my very strong yet humble opinion, the FDA is not an organization that I personally trust for my own health or my family's health. And, they've proven time and time again that they can't really be trusted in terms of their research and some of the things they put out there in the media that we just kind of take for gospel because we're taught to just respect them because they're a governmental, you know, organization. But the truth is that the way our industries are set up right now, both in our food care, our food and our healthcare, is that it's an institution of greed. And so money, it's just a business, and they don't care about the well-being of people. And the FDA is very much linked into that. So all you have to do to kind of understand what's going on in the FDA is turn on the TV and watch the plethora of drug ads that will, you know, flood your TV station. And
what
then,
kills me about those drug ads is they spend more time telling you about the toxic side effects that they might have than about what the good they do.
Exactly. And then right after that ad, you see an ad for the current lawsuit that's going on about the drug that was pulled off the market because people died. And so that just right there, you know, without doing any other research, should just show the American public that, you know, we should start to question and, you know, get empowered in our own self to figure out what's really going on, because they're not going to really tell us. And that's the bottom line with the FDA.
Well, if
you
could change one thing about the food health system in America right now, what would it be? It's a loaded question, I know.
Yeah, it is a loaded question, but I'll keep it really simple, you know, for time. The number one thing, the biggest thing to our threat, or our health threat right now, is the GMO issue. So genetically modified foods going into our foods, they're hidden, there's no laws protecting us. So the average consumer does not know when they're consuming genetically modified foods, and these foods have not been tested for human safety. And when they are tested on animals, we see things like cancer and digestive issues and allergies and a range of different health problems. And we're seeing that also in our society, in humans, since they've been, you know, in our food supply. So it's a huge problem. It's not only affecting our health, but it's affecting the environment. So that would be my number one thing, you know, become aware of what a genetically modified food is.
Well, when I go shopping at the grocery store, is it labeled that it's genetically modified, or how would I know that I'm getting something
Right. Well, that's unfortunate. That's the problem right now, right, is that we don't know, and we're being lied to at the consumer base. And there are no labeling laws currently for GMO materials. Now, there have been certain counties that have banned GMO consumption, and we are the only developed nation in the world that doesn't have strict GMO labeling laws. 64 other countries have either banned GMOs altogether, or they have very strict labeling laws. And because it's a U.S.-run company that produces these things by the name of Monsanto, we don't get the right as human beings to have that label. But what I will tell people is that there are ways to educate yourself so that you know what you're buying. There's a beautiful organization called the Verified Non-GMO Project, and they put it's a cute little blue label on the corner of their products, and you know for sure that those products do not contain genetically modified ingredients. And that's really the only way right now that we know. And those products are few and far between. There's not, you know, you're not going to find them typically at, you know, a Safeway or Vons or anything like that, but you will find them at like a Whole Foods and, you know, more health conscious stores. But
I know we have a Whole Foods store in our neighborhood. I assume that's where you'd go if you wanted to stay away from GMOs.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And then just kind of learning about, you know, you can do a quick Google search and learn about what genetically modified foods there are, because it's not every single food isn't genetically modified. There are specific things that, you know, we have the genetically modified squash and zucchini, and we have, you know, canola oil and soy and corn and all of those things that are highly genetically modified. You want to really stay away from those areas.
What about the meats? Of course, the pigs and the cows eat the corn, so I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. So in terms of meat, you know, you want to look for preferably locally grown farms, if you have access to that practice, you know, organic farming. And in terms of beef, you want to look for grass-fed cows. You know, cows were not ever meant to eat corn. It's very, very toxic for them.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that it's a genetically modified corn, it's very hard for them to digest, and they get a lot of stomach issues, and they have bacteria and E. coli and things like that. So when you're eating the meat, you're ingesting all of those chemicals as well. So
wonderful to know I'm eating meat from a steer that had eaten.
Yeah. I mean, it's gross. And, you know, here's what I found, right, too, is like when people start to become aware of their reality of what's on their plate, they choose to make healthier decisions. And the only reason I think people eat poorly right now is because there's a lack of education about the subject, which is what my whole passion is just teaching people, hey, this is what's going on, and now you have the knowledge so you can choose to make a different choice if you want, you know?
You know, it's tough enough when you're shopping in a grocery store to avoid GMOs, but I don't know how you'd ever do that when you're eating in a restaurant. There are certain restaurants that I don't think there are any around here that I know that advertise they don't have GMO, but...
I'm in Southern California, so it is a bigger social movement here. So we do have, you know, restaurant chains that will actually promote and market that they do not sell genetically modified foods and meats and things like that. But it is, you know, if you're not in California, it can be more difficult. And where are you located?
We're in Iowa, and the farmers get very angry when you start talking about anti-genetically modified crops, as they like Monsanto here.
Well, and the thing DuPont, too, for farmers, you know, it's really sad is so many family farms are getting shut down because they just can't, if they refuse to produce genetically modified seeds, Monsanto's coming in and just, you know, they have a stronghold on the entire industry. So it's really, really scary what's happening, and there are farmers out there that are fighting against it and, you know, that have been in the farming industry for their entire, you know, life and their family and all that stuff. But it's really scary for them. And it's hard to fight against a multi-billion-dollar corporation when, you know, you're struggling to make ends meet. But, again, it really comes down, I believe, to the consumer. And we have so much more power than we think. So it's all about, you know, just changing your own life and getting educated and sharing it with others. And pretty soon there'll be a huge social movement with it. I really believe that.
Well, please, can you give us a few simple healthy living tips that we can do to every day to diminish toxins in our bodies? I mean, how do we start doing that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's going back to nature and the land, and you're trying to stay away from processed foods. 80% of processed foods contain genetically modified organisms, and not even just that, just, you know, the trans fat, and you have artificial sweeteners and the other things that are bad and packaged goods. So, you know, trying to eat more living foods, green vegetables, fruits, all those things. I mean, some of that's like just common knowledge, and we know, you know, we should be doing that, but sometimes it's more difficult than others. But just, you know, something as simple as increasing your water intake is a huge way to help the body, you know, assist in removing some of these impurities. And just a baseline for health, we should be drinking half of your current body weight in ounces a day of water just to stay hydrated. And most Americans don't do that. Most people don't do that.
I'm bad at that. I keep trying to get myself to drink more water, but I drink too much juice and I drink too much coffee and stuff like that. But I guess it's got water in it. But
Right. And people are like, oh, this is beer. Beer has water in it, right? I'm like, wow.
I do drink decaf, really, Bobby. We don't get too charged up. But, you know, one of the toughest things is to find a diet that is really healthy for you and is entering less toxins into your body, but something that you still enjoy eating, because nobody wants to take away all the pleasure of eating. So that's, you know, kind of a challenge.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, with my clients, I help them through, you know, cleansing and detoxification programs and superfood programs that fit into a busy, you know, lifestyle. And the thing is you, once you start to detoxify and get the body balanced, your body will naturally start to crave healthier choices just by nature. So it kind of takes you out of the mindset of, you know, a diet. Like, I don't ever teach my clients to diet. That's a terrible mindset, because it's not something that they can continue on. It's really about changing your perception of what is food and what isn't food, you know?
Yeah, because if you think diet, you always think of a temporary sacrifice that you're making that's going to lead to a wonderful result, and then you can go back to pig out again.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I always tell people, it's kind of like you buy a gym membership but you never use it, and you're like, well, I'm a member, but I'm not getting fit, you know? Like,
ever since I joined, I've gained 10 pounds, and I don't understand why. Of course, I haven't been there yet. What's the best way to properly lose weight and keep it off? And once off, how do you maintain a healthy weight? I guess it's pretty much what you've been talking about.
Yeah, well, cleansing is a huge part of that. The body needs to be cleansed, period, in order to maintain a healthy weight and a healthy just physique in general, in terms of, you know, combating disease and illness and anti-aging and all of that. The body needs to be cleaned out regularly, and not just, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, doing the master cleanse, you know, once every 5 years, and that particular cleanse is not good for the body anyways. But, you know, finding a program and superfoods that are going to fuel the body with, you know, high-grade nutrients and minerals and enzymes, but also allow the body to release, you know, toxins and the things that the body's been exposed to, that will allow the body to come into a place of homeostasis and have the proper muscle tone, lean muscle mass, all of those things that people want. And so that's the thing is, you know, in our culture, we're like, we hear cleansing and we're like, I'm like, no, I want to eat food. And what I teach people how to do is to incorporate it into their life where they enjoy cleansing. It feels good. It's easy on the body and they're able to.
Yeah, that's the key. You've got to enjoy it. Well, how often should most adults and children detoxify or cleanse out? Of course, a lot of it depends on what you're putting in.
Sure. Yeah, and it, you know, even if you have a really clean diet, you're still walking outside and you're breathing the air that's filled with, you know, tons of poisons, and you're bathing in water that's highly toxic, and we're just exposed to chemicals. It's just the problem of our modern day culture and life is we're exposed to really bad things. So I recommend people, you know, doing cleansing at least, you know, once or twice a month as a maintenance for health.
Oh,
if somebody is trying to reduce weight, like toxic fat, then they need to do it a little bit more often, once a week in the beginning, to get down to their goals. But when I coach people, like I have a girl right now who's she's been cleansing for a week, not a week straight, but she's been doing the program I have her on, and, you know, she's lost 12 pounds in a week of toxic fat, you know. So it just shows you, like, the body doesn't need to hang on to that junk. And when you give it an avenue to flush it out, it does it very quickly.
So, and what kind of products do we take to cleanse and flush out the toxins? What's a good recommendation there?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways that you can do it. You can do it on your own in terms of, you know, raw juices and fresh fruits and vegetables and eating a high raw, you know, plant-based diet. You can do it that way. And then also you can do it through, you know, condensed superfood programs and things of that nature. And that's typically what I will coach people through, because it's easier and it's more affordable for them than trying to buy, you know, 20 pounds of fresh organic produce every single day, the juice and all this stuff. So the program that I personally coach people through is called Isogenics, and it's superfood nutritional cleansing, and I've been doing that with my clients for about 6 years now. So I found that, you know, through my research, it's the easiest way where people can get the results they're looking for, get the nutrition, and it's doable in their life, so it's not like this huge mountain that they're climbing.
Yeah,
you know?
I read a book one time that talked about losing weight and cleansing and stuff, and then the solution this author proposed was there were only a few clinics over in Germany or way overseas that you had to go to for
a few weeks.
And I about threw the book out the door. I was all, you know, waiting for the big solution. They kept talking about the problem, and then the solution was go to Germany.
And I, you know, I've read books like that too, and from my own personal experience, like, you know, you mentioned in the introduction section, you know, I battled a very serious drug addiction at a very young age, and so at 16, I started to research and learn about detoxification, because at that point in my life, I felt like I was already in middle age.
That's wonderful that you were able to take control of your life as a teenager like that. I wish everyone
could do that. It was scary, and it was, you know, it was daunting at first, but I felt sick. I felt really sick, and I knew that I had a bigger purpose in my life than to just be a drug addict, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish that message would get out to all the other teens that are hooked on the
Exactly. And that, you know, cleansing for me really helped to release that addictive mentality and to release those toxins. So I've, you know, done over the course of my life, you know, so many different cleanses. And what I found is people need something that's accessible. They need something that's easy. They need something that really tastes good, because that's a huge factor for people too. If they hate it and they're gagging it down, they're not going to do it.
I take pills every day for various things, and it gets to be tough taking those pills sometimes. They're mostly they're non-prescription. They're health type things.
Supplements and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But well, let's shift gears a little. In your bio, I noticed that you're an NLP practitioner. Could you mm-hmm. please define what NLP is, and how do you assist clients to gain control over their health and detox their bodies and mindsets as well? Because that's a very interesting concept there. How does the NLP method work?
Well, NLP stands, nobody knows what it is. They're always like, what is that? NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And really what that means, it sounds like a lot of confusing words, but all it means is it's a way to decode the language of your own mind to achieve your desired result. So what happens is our subconscious mind really controls our behavior, our habits, our belief systems. Everything's kind of kept in the subconscious, and the subconscious functions much like a computer system. And the way I always explain it to my clients is just like a regular computer gets viruses and needs to be rebooted and cleaned out, so do we. Our bodies need to be cleaned out, but our minds get dirty too. And our minds need to be cleansed and replenished and revitalized. And again, this is not something that's taught a lot in our society, and that's why we see so much depression, so much illness, so much, you know, anger, and all of these things that can be released in the body with certain techniques. So NLP is a way for people to access their own power internally, their own to change their belief structure. So, for instance, if someone comes to me and they're wanting to release weight and they're having issues releasing weight, not only just physically but mentally, people are attached to their problem. It becomes a part of them. Like, I can't lose this weight. And so it becomes this
deep in your subconscious,
system.
I am fat, you know, something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Like, they might be doing all the right steps, but if they're telling their brain, well, I'm never going to lose weight, and they're looking in the mirror every day and they're saying negative affirmations to themselves, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, whatever it is.
Yeah, I've been trying for years, and I can't lose a pound, and I'm just not capable of losing weight. That's what you're probably telling yourself.
Exactly. Then the mind will go, okay, well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to not lose the weight. And the mind will communicate with all the rest of the cells in the body, don't let go of the weight because we're not supposed to lose it. So what NLP does is it allows us to go in there and access part of the subconscious mind that they weren't aware was in charge and to reprogram it.
Yeah, so, awareness is so much a part of the cure. As if you're aware that you're doing that to yourself, then you can start thinking alternative positive thoughts and start fighting that.
Exactly, yes. And the thing is, too, is people, they don't know how powerful they are. They don't know how powerfully either positive or negative those thoughts and words are that they're saying to themselves day in and day out constantly. And most people don't even pay attention to their mind chatter. They're just talking to themselves in a negative way all day long, and they've got so used to it that they're not even aware. So it's kind of almost like putting a mirror up in front of you and showing you, you know, what's going on inside the mind so that we can rework it to get you wherever you want to be. So that's how I use it in my practice in terms of self-healing, motivation, inspiration, support, whatever the person is trying to do.
Yes, I noticed on your website you offer the NLP therapy. You also offer hypnotherapy and EFT, emotional freedom technique. So those are all options, I guess, that you offer on your website.
So hypnotherapy and NLP are kind of like sisters,
oh, I
would say, in the world of self-healing. And so hypnotherapy really can go deep into the subconscious, and it can be used for, you know, relaxation, releasing addictions, weight loss, self-confidence, whatever it is. And most people are more familiar with hypnosis than NLP.
Yeah.
For some people, NLP can work a little bit quicker than hypnosis. It just depends on the issue. So, and then EFT is something called emotional freedom technique, and that has to do with tapping the meridians of the body to clear the blocked energy. So it's almost like an acupressure type
of modality. Yeah, a lot of us have heard about tapping, and I know that works for some.
Yeah, and it does. It does work for some, and it's all about tapping out the good and bringing in the bad and resetting, you know, the energy systems of the body, and so that works too. And each person's kind of different. It depends on what they're looking to do, but tapping is very powerful as well to release things.
Well, tell us about your book, The Silent Scandal, Stop the Toxic Attack on Our Bodies. Is this Does this offer solutions, or is it basically an expose of the food industry, or both?
Both. It's both. Yeah. And what I really wanted to do is, you know, people over the years have always, you know, been calling me and asking me, you know, what about this and what about this ingredient? How do I know? And where do I go? And what do I do? And it's so overwhelming for people when they're first starting to change their life and to detoxify themselves on every level. And so what I wanted the Silent Scandal to be was a guidebook for people that wanted to learn more about, okay, what's really going on and why do I feel so sick and why am I depressed and why am I overweight and why isn't the food industry, you know, helping me and why isn't the government talking about this more and all of the things, and have it be a baseline for them to then, you know, encourage them to go out and do their own research to
and
become
then,
empowered.
Then what can I do about it myself? That's really the bottom
line. Yeah, and there's a lot of information in there. I go through everything from, you know, the pharmaceutical industry and the cancer industry and how that's a business and how that's run to what they're putting in our food and dairy and cleansing and what's in your house, you know, like how do you clean your floors, you know, and those chemicals that are going into your body and into your babies and all of those things.
Yeah.
So I kind of go through every single portion of your life, but it's very condensed in a way that, and what I've heard back from readers and clients and friends and colleagues is that it's a lot of information, but hopefully it's information in a way that people can digest it and they can put it into practice.
They can access the particular chapters or whatever they're, you know, use it as a guidebook. You can read it through, but you can also pick out the specific areas that you're interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yes, and that's what that was my goal with it. I just wanted people to kind of know all this stuff that I've been carrying around in my brain for, you know, 15 years of where do you start and how do you start and how did I start and how does it work for a person looking for more knowledge, you know?
Well, how best can someone obtain your book? Where should they go to preview it and get hold of that book?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's on Amazon, so you can search on Amazon or you can go to the direct book website, which is www.thesilentscandal.com.
Oh, I see.
And they can actually, there's a whole page on there which has a little video for me and a little bit of background about the book, and they can click on the links to purchase it. It's available in a couple different online stores, Barnes & Noble online, but Amazon's usually the quickest, easiest way for people to find it.
Yeah.
And, and then they can connect with me on my website as well, which is yourlifedetox.com.
Yeah, I noticed on there you even offer a free consultation if someone's interested in exploring you know, your services better than
want to talk to people first, you know, and see, like, what's their goal, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And they can just give their contact information and then get a free consultation, I guess, and see where they
absolutely.
Go from there. And on your website, you also offer the, how do you pronounce that, Isagenics line of products?
Isagenics. Yes, and that's the nutritional cleansing and detox system that I recommend for all my clients.
It also mentions those famous words we middle-aged people love, healthy aging.
Yes.
So yes. I'm sure some people might be interested in finding out about those healthy aging products.
Yeah, we have some pretty phenomenal things that are really changing the aging industry in terms of just what we're seeing health-wise with people when they really put good nutrients into a clean body. It's absolutely amazing. I've had wonderful results with my clients and team members in terms of anti-aging results. So definitely exciting.
And I notice you even have an opportunity to join your team if somebody's, out of work and looking for something really worthwhile to do with their time, either part-time or a
it's been a wonderful vehicle because, my passion is just transforming lives in whatever way, and that's my mission. I know that's why I'm here, and Isagenics has really been a vehicle to assist me in that, and through the vehicle that they've given me, I've been able to, you know, just transform thousands of people and in turn give that gift to them, and they're able to touch others' lives and all over the world, you know. So it's a global company. It's in 12 countries, and so we have this opportunity to inspire people to take control of their health and get back on track, and it's a wonderful process. So
Well,
very
I think
exciting.
You've been most enlightening and inspiring to us, and we thank you so much for joining us. And thank you,
thank you, listeners,
as always, for tuning in. Until we meet again, please continue to keep in mind, in order to maintain a brisk, energetic pace of living and a positive outlook, an enthusiastic outlook on today and tomorrow, it's most important to take control of your health. And at any age, including middle age, your body is a treasure worth preserving and detoxifying and improving on. After all, it's the only one that you have. And thank you for joining us, Brittany, and best of
thank
success
you for having
in your
me.
Ventures. Well, our next guest is here to help make your New Year's resolutions a reality and to assist us in our quest to find that inner spark, that inspiration within that will move us from where we are to where we want to be. So you think you know what you want to want out of life going forward, but you haven't a clue on how to get there? Does it seem like you're stuck on neutral, far from where you want to be, but overwhelmed by the clutter and challenges of daily living? Well, what if I told you that in just 1 minute twice a day, you can escape from an unsatisfying present and make all those positive changes in your life that you've been dreaming of? And our second guest today, Carla Mancari, a creator of Minute Method, promises you can realize your full potential and uncover true happiness. And she says you can do that in 1 minute twice a day. And she says no tricks or gimmicks. And she shared what she calls her wildly effective secret with thousands and has watched lives change for the better right before her eyes. And Carla Mancari has been a life guide, teacher, speaker, leader of retreats, and psychologist for more than 30 years. She's a remarkable life story. Once a high school dropout, she went on to get both a BA and master's degrees. She studied worldwide with spiritual masters, helping others to realize their full potential. And she's author of several books, including her latest, The Minute Method, It's Life-Changing, Realize Your Full Potential is the subtitle. And she's appeared on Good Morning America and The Larry King Show, and we're honored to have her here on Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age today. Hello, Carla, and welcome to our program.
Hi, Roy. Good to be on.
Well, in a few words, what is the Minute Method teaching, and why will it help you to meet and exceed your goals, not just now, but forever?
Okay, let's see if we can put it in a few sentences. Well, the Minute Method is a minute of infinite power. It's a minute of profound rest. It's subtle, calming, allows you to move effortlessly into the silent awareness of your spiritual heart center. And that's your secret power, is your spiritual heart center. It's a fourth spiritual vibrating center called the heart center because of its nearness to your physical heart. And the secret is to tap into that, and you can do it in a minute a day. Not 30 minutes, not an hour, no rituals, just sitting comfortably and doing the Minute Method.
Yeah, I like how you say the Minute Method teaching is considered an undoing, guiding you to undo many years of negative conditioning with the least amount of effort. I love that description there.
Well, yes, because that's what interferes with doing what you want and getting what you want.
Yes.
If you want better health, if you want to start an exercise program, if you want to seek higher education or change of position, all the things you may want, negativity interferes with that.
Yeah, we start getting these negative suggestions from our childhood, I guess. You can't do that, or you're not.
It's conditioning.
You know,
yes, it is.
Smart enough, or you...
And you know, speaking of resolutions, 9 out of 10 people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions. And that's from US.gov. And they also say 3 out of 10 of those resolutions relate to getting healthier. And the most popular is wanting to lose weight. Does that sound familiar?
But yeah, it sure does. What exactly is a spiritual heart center, and why is it discovery so vital to realizing your full potential?
Because it is the finest of energy. We're vibrations. That's what we exist.
Yes.
We're frequencies that change. That's what consciousness is. And we have within us the finest, which means the purest, without opposites. And when you can tap into that, then it expands outward into your practical life. And this is where you can get your wisdom in making choices. So it's the key to success.
So in other words, you connect this newly discovered heart the spiritual heart with the outer physical life.
Your reality. Your life becomes seamless. You live from the inner to the outer. And you can do that in 1 minute twice a day.
I see. What time of the day do you suggest or best? Or
always people have time in the morning when they first wake up, right? So they can get their minute in. No problem.
Yeah.
With all of our retreatants, no problem. And then any time later in the day, you can do it before your dinner, before your lunch. You should do it before meals.
Yeah.
But 1 minute, any time.
Don't do it right before bed or your life
or right if you can get it, yes. Or, hey, if you're having a difficult time finding time, there are plenty of restrooms during the day, and you do use them. You know what I always say? Hey, spend an extra minute in there on the john, and you can get your minute in. John will become your best friend.
They're called restrooms, and most people don't rest in them.
I know, but they can do it for 1 minute.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's talk about some practical applications for dieters. What do you need to know before you start to change your eating habits and begin exercising so that it'll work?
You need to change your consciousness. That's the attitude. In other words, your attitude toward changing your weight, toward doing your exercise. You know, unless you're motivated, you're not going to do anything. You know, with all the individuals I work with, and the most outwardly confident ones, you know, that put on that act, are usually have low self-esteem.
And
they lack motivation. Well, if you don't have it, how are you going to do anything? And most people will go to these motivational speakers. They'll spend big bucks, right, to hear somebody.
Yeah.
How long does it last? Yeah. By the time you leave the place.
They're all enthused when they walk out of the seminar.
Right. By the time you leave it and get into your car, you're down again. And you know where the greatest motivational speaker exists? Do you know, Roy? Within you.
I would say the Bible, probably. But
within you. Make the connection, and you become a self-motivator. That's spiritual connection.
Idea.
Yes, it is in the Bible.
Yeah.
Scripture's always
talking.
It's
got to be inside you. The truth of the Bible has to be within you to really make a difference in your life.
Yes, Scripture, you are Scripture. You are the truth. And if you tap into that, I mean, the Scriptures are full of heart references, full of it. So we're just missing it, that's all. And, of course, this is nothing new. The East, you know, the East has been aware of these chakras. They call them chakras forever. But the West just hasn't caught on. And, of course, when they brought it over here and even Americans take it up and teach it, they want you to sit for an hour, sit for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Not necessary. The secret is you can do it in 1 minute, twice a day. It's very simple, very easy, and the book is very inexpensive, by the way. So
you got no
excuse.
We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But for joy and contentment, you know, that's what our major goal really on this program
contentment.
Is joy and contentment in the second half of life. How do you determine your life's true purpose? A lot of people, you know, don't really think about that or don't really know what they want to do. And you can't really get to an ideal destination.
Roy, I hear that all the time. Individuals will come to me, even those that are doing wonderful work, they'll say, well, what's my purpose?
Yeah.
And you know what I always tell them? What you're doing is your purpose.
That's a good
But you got to get involved in it. You got to realize it. And then you do a better job at whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, everybody wants to do something else.
Yeah.
And the truth is, what they may be doing, is there something else?
Yeah. The grass always looks greener on the
other
side.
Yeah, and I always say the grass isn't going to be any greener. It's going to be the same grass, the same color. It won't change, but you can change.
Yeah.
When your attitude changes, your grass will seem greener.
Yeah, you know, people can be negative around you, but you have 100% inner control over how you react to the negativity.
Yes. Most important, what you just said, we cannot always control circumstances around us, but we can control our response to them.
That's
well, what's
for better
important.
Health, why should you be caring for your spiritual heart as well as your physical heart?
Because your spiritual heart is the one that will take care of your physical heart.
Oh.
So it is your other heart. I have another book that's called Your Other Heart.
Oh,
and
I see.
again, emphasizing that spiritual heart center and the importance of it, the power of it. You see, there are seven spiritual heart centers. Several spiritual centers. However, the heart center is the one in between the three below it and the three above it.
Oh,
it is the power. It controls the others.
Yeah. So for reducing stress and lessening emotional extremes, you know, how can you keep your emotional up and downs in check when the going gets tough and when things are rotten around you? That's a challenge.
Well,
here you go again.
That's the advantage in how practical the minute method becomes in your life. Because as you practice it, what you'll start noticing is your emotions as they rise. You'll be aware of them before you actually express them.
Yeah.
You see? So you can catch yourself if you're going to be real negative.
Yeah.
Or you're going to say something, you can prevent
you from doing something you'll be sorry
for. Right. You may prevent yourself from hurting others or yourself by what you're about to say.
What I'm about to say is not really in line with my spiritual heart, what I really want.
Right. You actually begin, because why? If as you're practicing the spiritual heart center, this method, you begin to hear this, you know, you're listening to silence, awareness. You become a more aware being.
Yes.
And that's what you really have to have if you're going to become a contented being.
Yeah. Well, briefly tell us about your latest book, The Minute Method. That sort of goes into a lot of detail of what we've just been talking about, I guess.
Yes, yes. And it will definitely cause your attitude to change if you're having a difficult time. Relationships will change. It's the things about method is that the practice works directly, and it works directly with your emotions, what you may be attached to, overly attached to, and need to realize.
Nobody can make the excuse, "I don't have time."
A lot of people say, "Well, these meditators, I don't have time to sit and ponder my belly button." Well, you're not going to do that. I promise you, you're not going to do that. You're going to be in silent awareness to make that connection, direct connection. There's no in-between. There's nothing, no mantra you have to say. There's nothing that's going to prevent you from doing it directly. You know, the straight and narrow path that Scripture talks about?
Yeah.
It's from the head to the heart center.
Yeah. Well, how best can somebody obtain your book? Where are they going?
Oh, it's on Amazon.com. It's on BarnesNoble.com. If you want to go to a bookstore, they can order it.
Yeah, I know on the Amazon.com they have several of your books there.
There should be six.
Just about six. Do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes,
it's
called TheMinuteMethodPractice.com.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I would highly recommend that website, and I would highly recommend you preview Carla's book, because I tell you, there's nothing I've ever heard of that sounds better than something that could change your life in 2 1-minute sessions a day. And how long do you generally have to continue those, or maybe you want to continue them forever once you start doing that?
Well, I always say take the 8-week minute method challenge.
Do it for
8 weeks.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you'll want to do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's so easy. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Carla. You've certainly opened my eyes to a possibility of something I want to start doing. And thanks for all the listeners. And tune in again next week when our guests will advise how best to market yourself and your ideas at middle age. And so long now, from middle age can be your best age. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.